Fantastic.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful crowd here, folks. There's still plenty of time to come on down and catch some great music at the Hideaway. Their last day of operation here. We're all kind of keeping our fingers crossed that there might be a Hideaway 2.0. Hopefully there'll be some news on that front in the not-too-distant future. We're going to send it up to the stage now and let you listen to a little bit of Gypsy Wind.
On the Span 7th Avenue, Doc Webb was a P.T. Barnum of the Sunshine City, St. Pete. For 45 years, Webb City reigned as the one-stop shop to meet. It's the world's most unusual drugstore. People come from near and far. If you stack them high and sell them cheap, they'll always come back for more. If you stack them high and sell them cheap, Webb City is your store. Even though he was poor, and mama's down at the beauty salon on the other side of the store. There's a pink chimney and a broken cola bottles and a strong man perched on the roof. Five yellow ducks are playing ball, three's at breakfast, that's the truth. It's the world's most unusual drugstore. People come from near and far. If you stack them high and sell them cheap, they'll always come back for more. Since you stack them high and sell them cheap, Webb City is your store, is your store, is your store, is your store.
Psych.
All right. That was one of our originals.
And Gypsy Wind has just finished their set here at the Hideaway Cafe and Recording Studio. Their last day of operation here on Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. They've got more great music coming up. I think Devin Neal's coming up next. But we've got Audrey Hatton from Hatton and the Brothers Kelly, and they are going to join us here in just a minute, and we're going to have a little conversation, kind of find out what's going on with Hatton and the Brothers Kelly. So thanks for joining us, guys. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. Let me start with Jackson and Brennan. Thanks, guys, for coming here. This has got to be kind of a bittersweet day for you two. How are you guys feeling about this?
Definitely bittersweet for sure, but it's gonna try and have fun today.
Oh, absolutely. This is a day, I think the thing to focus on is to celebrate 13 wonderful years and not kind of the end part of it. So, yeah, I think focusing on that is exactly the right approach. Right.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, again, I'll start here a little more for Brennan and Jackson. I can remember literally you guys when you were much younger playing on the stage here, and you've literally grown up playing on the stage at the Hideaway. So it's got to be a thrill for you to be able to play on this stage and to kind of send it off in style. I love it.
Definitely can't wait to play today. It's like memorabilia.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
I think I can pretty much being in here one evening and seeing at least one of you in like a Little League baseball uniform.
Probably both of them.
And you guys are actually now a band, and you are getting out and playing some gigs, which is just absolutely awesome. Audrey, tell us a little bit about what you got coming up.
Yeah, well, we've got a gig on May 6th. It's at Hooch and Hive in Tampa. It's going to be a lot of fun. A band we've played with before, the Ben Rogers Band, is going to be joining us, as well as a band we've never played with, Kaminar. They're a hard rock band from Tampa. So we're really excited to play with both those bands, and we hope to see lots of people there. It's going to be a fun night.
That's awesome. And Audrey, how did you sort of come into the Hideaway family here? How did that all happen?
Well, I guess it started with open mic nights here many, many years ago. I was probably like 10 or 11.
Wow.
And I came in, and my mom was actually playing piano with me when I sang, because I could play piano, but not while I was singing. And then eventually I learned guitar and came back and tried out my first original song I played live was here. And now I obviously met Jackson and Brennan through the Hideaway, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's great. That's just awesome. And
I've not seen them play at all.
Oh, so you're in for a treat.
I hope so.
Are you guys playing with your dad?
Yeah,
I have a couple songs.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. And Ben Rogers is going to also be playing here later. Is that right?
He is. Yeah, I think they're going to play first around 4:30, and then we're going to play after them. So yeah,
that's wonderful. That's great.
I mean, just so I know, I mean, what's like your genre? I mean, what are you?
Well, we're definitely rock and roll.
Okay,
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You look rock and roll.
Thank you. This is my warm weather rock and roll.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, for me, I kind of started indie country kind of when I was younger, like when I kind of started playing here, and then evolved eventually finding rock. I love it. It's my favorite genre to listen to as well.
Is it covers or is it originals?
Originals, yeah. Well,
nice.
Today I think we're going to do all originals, but we'll throw a couple covers in for our longer shows just for fun. But yeah, rock and roll. What do you guys, is that your kind of favorite genre? I don't know.
No, I started just playing whatever my dad played. That's how I started.
Right.
He's
okay.
That country vibe. But.
So if you were to do a cover, what would you cover? Just to give me an idea, because I've not ever
seen. So, Brennan, what's your favorite cover we do?
Black Smoke Rising by
Greta Van Fleet.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Okay.
So can you tell them why you like that?
Because I slapped the bass on that song. And
there you go. There you go.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to it. Hatton and the Brothers Kelly come up at about 4:30 this afternoon. I think they're getting Devin Neal set up. And hopefully in just a minute, we're going to see if we can't get Gypsy Wynn to come over here and chat with us a little bit.
They can't be found. Go ahead and start your day, seemingly without concern. Keep on living life we like, it's how just sit and watch it burn.
And I'm really thrilled. Gypsy Wynn just finished their set, and I've got the gang right here to talk to us. Kristen, Kevin, and Mike are all in here in this little bit tiny space here at the Hideaway, and we're just absolutely delighted to have you guys. Kristen, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, we are happy to be here, and thanks for having us. We are really feel fortunate to be a part of the Hideaway in their last day. We have wonderful memories here.
Absolutely. Mike, let me kick it over to you here. Do you have, like, a memory here, a great show that you played, or maybe somebody you saw here, or both?
We've had quite a few over the years. We played here as Gypsy Wynn a couple times. We played here with Steve Conley and some other stuff for side stuff for WMNF. It's always been a great listening room where they've encouraged music to be heard and not, you know, spoke over, shall we say.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
So we always encourage good listening rooms with good ears, and we've been a pleasure to have that with us with his place here at the Hideaway.
Nice.
Always nice to go somewhere where, you know, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
And that's all our shows were here. And I think we also opened for Desiree and Jim a couple times a few years ago, too.
Nice. You know, so. Nice. They were here last night, I think. I think they opened for Kirk Adams last night
here. Wonderful.
Yeah. Awesome. Absolutely. Kevin, what about you? What about you here at the Hideaway? Is there any show that kind of really stands out for you?
Well, I did play a show here with Cornfused one night, and I have on previous occasion sat in with Gypsy Wynn, and we just love it here. You know, there's good food, good atmosphere, and like Mike was saying, just people come to listen to music. They're not there to chat and watch television like most places. It's just a wonderful experience, and you can always enjoy different venues of music too. You know, you can come here and see something different every time you come. So we just really enjoyed it.
I think that is one of the nice things. It's not just the singer-songwriters that come in here. You'll hear R&B, you'll hear bluegrass, yes. You'll hear a lot of different. You might not hear heavy metal. You know, there might not be some of that, but you know, with a few exceptions, you hear almost anything here. It's great.
Yeah. We love the eclectic variety, excluding the heavy metal.
Right. There you go. Although back in the day, Tampa was kind of a hotbed for heavy metal.
I loved heavy metal.
There you go.
Yes. I remember some of the clubs.
Yes.
I won't mention them.
Brass Mug.
That's an interesting little bit of trivia there. I would not have picked you as a headbanger, Kristen.
No, I did. I really enjoyed it back in that particular, you know, the Sabotage and all that metal.
With Sabotage and Metal Storm and all these different bands. So
oh, no.
That's a little bit of trivia.
Uh-oh. Man down.
Uh-oh. That's Eddie.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, hope he's okay.
Yeah, it looks okay.
Like he's all right.
So, Kristen, what's next on the Gypsy Wind, Gypsy Duets agenda?
Well, this afternoon, we're going to try to listen to some music here to Boho, but this evening we're actually playing at the house on IRB.
Ah.
We're playing Indian Rocks Road.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's a lovely coffee house there. We're also playing in Safety Harbor, and next week down at Intermezzo for their derby party down on Central Avenue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, next Saturday, and then Ella's. So we have a really busy month.
Nice, nice.
You know, so. GypsyWindBand.com.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
And, the Haas Coffee Shop, I've not been there, I have to admit, but I have heard just wonderful things about that place.
Awesome sandwiches and food,
wonderful.
Beer and wine, good folks.
Yeah.
The people there, and then also, I think, Autumn June, who was on your show.
Yep.
She is there quite frequently. They really have a nice mix of music down there.
Nice. Yeah. And it's a Haas Coffee Shop on Indian Rocks Beach, right?
Right. Nice. Actually, Indian Rocks Road. They call
Indian
it.
Rocks Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right next to the old Anona School, which has been here since the 30s.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Very
it's just
cool.
One block off of Almerton, just north of Almerton on Indian Rocks Road.
I'd love
to see y'all.
I'm trying to figure out who you look like. You look like somebody.
Everybody and their brother.
You look
Steve
like
Martin.
That's what they say, Steve Martin.
Kristen, you called into my show, the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, one time, and we talked about the fact that you a flautist, and I said that my daughter in high school attempted to play flute in the band, and I could tell that when we went to go see like her first concert, she was faking it.
Right. I remember that. Talked on the phone, but then when you see somebody in person, you're like, that's such a nice interview.
Yeah.
I remember that. You know, you're talking about that. And, you know, and that's okay because I started in school playing in high school.
Did you ever fake it?
Yes. I'm going to admit that because, I will tell you that I was in marching band for a while.
Okay.
I have to say that I did not really enjoy that because it was so repetitious and, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I have to. Repetitious, and you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I have to play this again.
Was that down here in Florida?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. So you know, you're a veteran.
Yes, I'm a veteran.
And I'm sure those marching band uniforms were just really comfortable on a hot summer Florida afternoon.
Nowadays they're much better.
Exactly.
Back in '86 in Suncoast Sound, it's wool Air Force Cadet X uniforms that we wore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was in marching band. So, it's not a lot of...
played and taught marching band all through high school and drum bugle corps. And
nice.
And taught drum high school band for lots of years, too.
So I heard that right before you came in, you were injured.
I just pinched my finger in the stand, and it's created blood. So I have the tourniquet going here, which you can't see in radio land. I'm trying not to drop my blood into the nice microphone for you guys.
Thank you.
And it's on your fingering hand. So
It's going to be fun about 6 o'clock when we play this.
Oh, that's going to be sore as hell.
Welcome to Song Creator.
Blood has stopped.
Exactly.
Blood has stopped. I'll put a butterfly on the way home.
Yeah,
there you go.
A little super glue, maybe that might fix it right up.
We appreciate. you all so much with what you're doing, Jay, with the station.
Oh, thank you.
Program also, because it's just such a wide variety of music that you bring, and you really are giving a highlight to local music. So
thank you.
We want to
really
you
appreciate
so much.
That. Yes.
It is just a wonderful thing that seems to happen almost every day. Is there's a new band that I've discovered that I've never heard before, and I think we have about 800 in the queue now between solo acts and full bands, so that's probably 2,000 musicians that are in the mix somehow, and I think we're at 2,350, 2,400 songs, and there's new ones coming up that
nice.
I've never heard of, yep. and they're fabulous.
Isn't that wonderful? It's
just wonderful. And, again, you know, we really appreciate Gypsy Wind, Gypsy Duets. We love listening to you guys. So thanks for coming in. And another open mic night that really registered with me was just a open mic. And I think you had this act Red Molly come through town.
Yeah.
And they showed up and played a few tunes at the open mic.
Really cool.
That was way cool.
That was with Ellis Paul. So he called me and asked me if I could book a session with them on his stuff. So they were coming in, this, like, insane singing trio, and they did a three-part harmony on Ellis Paul CD, and he booked time for that. And I remember working that session and just being like, all right, I better be on point today, because these girls, like, killed it. They knocked out every minute. If I messed up, we messed up.
Yeah.
I had to be on it.
Yeah.
Moving quick. Throwing out parts, like, you know, a lot of theory going on, and I was like, okay, I need to get on my game right now.
Nice.
My history here, I mean, it's probably, I don't know, about the last 7 years. The very first show I saw here was Randall Bramlett.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a fantastic show.
That was, I have that recorded still. Yeah. I still listen to that.
Right. So that was fantastic. And then I heard about Betty Fox. And then it was like, wow. I mean, I came down here and saw Betty. And then it was like, anybody that came into town from up north, it was like, we got to go to the Hideaway. I got to introduce you to Betty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Betty's years, man. I mean, 9 years, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I always attribute those years. She, like, single-handedly and her band kept these doors going. Like, she would be the reason why we could do the singer-songwriter quiet listening room thing on Friday or Saturday. Yeah. Like, let's just say it was lately attended. That Wednesday Betty night helped those slower nights. Like, for 8 years. I mean, she really, I have to really give her credit. She really has a mark on these walls here.
So my favorites here, Betty, obviously. And after I was introduced to Betty, then I think it was Damon Fowler.
Oh, yeah.
And then Selwyn Birchwood. And then when they would do the shows together, that was just a plus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Eddie. Then I ran into Eddie. We were, like, I don't know where we were. We came back, and I saw something happen on the sidewalk, and we just happened to sit in. It was like, I love this band.
Yeah, Eddie, to me, he's such a cool cat. Like, that was kind of born out of COVID.
Yeah.
So we were like, what are we going to do? We'll do something outside. And Boho Sideshow, it, to me, is just such a groovy, perfect midday.
Absolutely.
Sort of Saturday, Sunday afternoon, chill.
Right.
Great vibe. I love it. You know, they're playing right now. I love these guys.
Oh, they played in my living room.
You know, right,
holidays.
Awesome. That's
a great
right.
party.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Just wonderful. Well, it has been a 13-year, absolutely spectacular run. I don't think there's any other venue in town that's had the impact on local original music like the Hideaway. I mean, you
I
guys really fostered that environment here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we tried pretty hard to... I mean, you know, there's a lot of places to go and play whatever you love. I mean, I have my favorites, too, that I love playing, and I love listening to it when I'm out. I love going to certain bars or beach bars or clubs or anything, and I love, you know, my favorite 70s, 80s, 90s music, you know, too. But I really did want to try something that allowed you to do your own thing and you know, push people that had something, a little glimmer in their eye, but they just didn't want to or didn't have the place to do it or didn't have maybe the courage to get up and do it.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the Hideaway was kind of born. That push, the original scene, not afraid to, you know, and it is scary having an audience stare at you going, what do you got?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's pretty frightening.
Right.
for the best of you out there, like, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, ooh, 100 people are now quiet watching me doing things. It'll scare anybody. But you really do hone in your craft that way. And
absolutely.
I do think that we were all blessed, you know, to have a room like this to be able to, you know, sing our songs in.
Yeah. So you, as the owner of a venue that is fantastic, if you're not here, where would you go? I mean, do you have like a spot that you would prefer to go here in town?
Me as a musician, singer, songwriter,
or just somebody who appreciates music?
I love Brett at the Ale. He loves original music as much as the next guy. He also has his nights of, you know, the party band or the not the party band, but the like the jam bands, and
yeah.
He stretches it as, you know, as much as I have too, or I have as much as he has. Like he found a way to really, you know, incorporate original music and cover music and make it still a very intimate St. Pete setting. So I love the Witch. I love playing there. I love, you know, I call it a home, courtyard. Without a doubt.
There's something about that courtyard where the sound is just like, it's like perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's beautiful there. Yeah. I mean, he has to deal with rain, which is really a big bummer, but I mean, he's fostered original music as much as I have. And also Jeff Shore, who really started doing it before all of us, you know, kind of paved the way for this ticketed show with, you know, something like $20. I was like, oh, what's that? Someone important. What's going on there? So Jeff was instrumental. But I would say the Witch, I also really like, you know, it's not a ticketed show, but I think the Flute downtown is doing, you know, all our favorite musicians play down there, and I like it in there. Right. It's a cool looking place, and if it's the music's always really good. We know Ruby's is a mecca for great talent. So a different scene, but they have the best players in there too. So there's, you know, as far as within these, you know, a short distance from here, I'd say those three places. There's more. Hope I'm not missing. Oh, 7C picked up the, in my opinion, 7C just really picked up the rein on the listening room, and I got to play there a few times, and Dave and Joel are just, you know, they're doing ticketed things now, and it's like, come and sit and watch, and they, in my opinion, have picked up that, you know, that handoff from there, for sure.
Well, thank you very much, John. I really appreciate everything you've done for music here in the St. Pete area. I super appreciate all the support you've given to the radio station for coming on today and chatting with us a little bit. Why don't we say congrats on a great 13-year run. Thank you very much, John Kelly.
Thank you, guys. I want to say thank you, Jay, and all the crew. Radio St. Pete, what a treat to have that in St. Pete, you guys. And you, Jay, are kicking ass. Oh, kicking butt. Delete that.
It's okay. I think ass pass.
I think that worked, yeah. There's a few other words you can get us in a lot more.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Thanks very much, John. We're all looking forward to maybe a Hideaway 2.0. I hope there will be something going on in the future
too.
We can you can tell us about. And we'll send it now back up to the stage and Boho Sideshow.